играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Memhei Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Memdal Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. So says the Gemara, Bechol Yoyim HaYezahav HaYorok. We're continuing to mention some of the differences that existed between the machta that was used all year round, the machta that was used to gather the coals for the to be machta the Ketores all year round, and the special machta that was used on Yom Kippur. So one of the differences that the Mishnah mentioned is that the machta used all year round was made out of a gold that was yaraik, that it was yellowish, and on Yom Kippur they used a machta that was a red gold. So says the Gemara, Amrav Chista, Shiva Zahavim Hein, that there are seven types of gold. There's number one, there's zahav, there's regular gold. Second, there's vizahav toiv, there's good gold. Third is vizahav oifir, there's oifir gold. Vizahav mufaz gold. Vizahav shachut, vizahav sagur, vizahav parvayim. And the Gemara is going to explain each one. But there are seven types of gold. Zahav, vizahav toiv, what's the makar that there's zahav and zahav toiv? Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, vizahav ha'aretz ahu toiv. It says that the gold in that land was toiv. Now you can't say that something that it was good gold unless there's something that's not good gold. So obviously it must be that there's good gold and there's regular gold. So that's the makar, because you wouldn't call it good gold if there's no regular gold. There's New York and there's New York. Kasha lamaisa. But lamaisa, the Gemara is darshaning, you wouldn't call it good gold unless you had regular gold. Zahav eifir. It says that you have, that one of the types of gold was zahav eifir. Da'asima eifir. It means it came from eifir. Vizahav mufaz. Shadayim lapaz. It's called zahav mufaz because it shined like pearls, like paz. Zahav shachut. Why was it called zahav shachut? Shenitve kechut. Because you were able to spin it like a thread. It was very soft type of gold, you were able to spin it like a thread. Zahav sagur, bishosh and niftach, it was called zahav sagur because when the stores opened up to sell this type of gold, kol hachanuya is nizgare. So all the other stores had to close down because everyone wanted to just buy this gold. Zahav parvayim, we said that the last type of gold was called zahav parvayim, that was the seventh and final one. Why is it called zahav parvayim? She'daim eladam aparim, because its color was similar, it was red like the dam of a par. Ravashi amar chamishahin, Ravashi says that there's actually five types of gold. The kol chad v'chad is behi zahav v'zahav toif. And just each one of the five types, it's all the last five in Rav Chista's list, those are the five types of gold. Zahav and zahav toif is not a type of gold, rather each one of the five types of gold has two types of grades to it. It has a zahav version and it has a zahav toif version. There's a more refined and a less refined version of all five of those types of golds. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, we're bringing a braisa which says like this, that Zahav Parvayim is called Zahav Parvayim because it was Doime L'dama Parim. The braisa says that Bechol Yoyim HaYezahav HaYoraik, because the braisa says that during the year the machta that was used to get the Gecholim was Zahav HaYoraik, it was a yellowish gold. V'hayoyim Adoim, but on Yom Kippur they used a red shovel, it was red. V'haynu Zahav Parvayim, and it was really this type of gold that was called Zahav Parvayim. Shadoime L'dama Parim, which was similar in color to the dam of the Parim, which it says Yantiv, and our Mishnah says that this is Gufa why they used this red gold machta on Yom Kippur, because it resembled the dam of the Parim that went Lefnai v'Lefnim and into the Heichal, so that's why they dafka used this machta that was made out of Zahav Parvayim. Alternatively, the Tesis Yantiv says that the reason why they used this type of gold for the machta on Yom Kippur is because he says that Rav Chista's list of the seven types of gold, or even Rav Ashi's list of the five, is a list from least chashivas to most chashiv. So the most chashiv out of all the golds is Zahav Parvayim. That's the most chashiv. So for Yom Kippur, Lekavad Yom Kippur, they used Dafka Zahav Parvayim, which was the most chashiv. Says the Gemara writer, Bechol Yoyim Makriv Pras Shachres V'chulu, Bechol Yoyim Ha'isadaka V'yoyim Daka V'nadaka. So we're going to focus on the second one. That the Mishnah said that during the year, the Ketores, when they were Makter the Ketores, so they used Ketores that was crushed. It was Daka, it was thin, but Ha'yoyim on Yom Kippur, it was Daka V'nadaka, it was extra crushed. So says the Gemara, what's the Makar? Tan Rabbanan, we learned that Daka Matamulaymer, why does the Torah say regarding the Ketores on Yom Kippur, why does the Torah call it Daka? It says, Umulay Chafnav Ketores. Why does the Torah call it Daka? The Torah says all year round, we know that the Torah has to be Hadik. It has to be Daka. That's what the Torah says. It says all year round it has to be Daka. So why does the Torah specify in Yom Kippur that it has to be Daka? Lavi Daka Min Hadaka. The reason why the Torah says Daka on Yom Kippur, even though all year round it has to be Daka, is to teach us that not only does it have to be Daka, it has to be Daka Min Hadaka. It has to be extra thin, extra crushed. As Fas Emes asks, usually we find by Kachim that Shina Lava Kasuv La'akiv, that the Torah says something twice in order to make it that's Ma'akiv. So why didn't Chazal Darshan that it says Daka a second time on Yom Kippur, an extra time on Yom Kippur, to teach us that Daka is Ma'akiv on Yom Kippur, that all year round Daka is not Ma'akiv. And on Yom Kippur, Daka is going to even be Ma'akiv. Maybe that's the Pshan the Pasuk. So it's unclear. He says maybe Chazal knew that it's Taka not Ma'akiv, but Al Koponim, the Chazal understood that you were supposed to Darshan from this word Daka, that Daka is teaching us that on Yom Kippur, not only does it have to be v'shachaktim mena hadek, does it have to be Daka, it has to be Daka mina Daka, it has to be extra finely crushed, which it's brought down in the name of the Brisker Rav, the Sefer Shmuas Chaim over here brings it, that there's no shear, that we don't find anywhere in Chazal that they gave a shear for this. So how thin is it supposed to be on Yom Kippur? It says on Yom Kippur the Keteris is supposed to be Daka mina Daka. Okay, so now what's the shear for that? Chazal don't tell us what the shear is. So it's brought in the name of the Brisker Rav that he said that there's taka no shear, that this din of daka min adaka is not a din in the chefts of the Keteris. It has to be daka min adaka. Rather, it's a chiyav mitzad the gavra that he has to grind it an additional time. That on Yom Kippur, the Keteris has to be grinded an additional time. You have to grind it extra. But it's not, there's no shear to it. It's just the chiyav to grind it an extra time. Says the Gemara, "B'chol yoyim kehanim oilin b'mizrachei shel kevesh." So he mentioned in the Mishnah that during the year, the kehanim, when they went up the kevesh to the mizbeach, so they went up on the eastern side of the kevesh. If you would imagine the mizbeach on the top of the page, and the kevesh is from the bottom leading to the top, so that's from south to north, leading to the top. The top of the page is north, the bottom of the page is south. So the kevesh went up to the mizbeach, and the kehanim, during the year, when they went up the mizbeach, they went on the mizrach, which is on the right side of the kevesh. And the reason for that, says the Gemara, is the Amar Mar called Pina Shata Paina Eloyu El Derech Yamin LeMizrach. The reason for this halacha that the Kehanim, when they went up the Kevesh, they went up the Mizrach side, which in our example on the right side of the Kevesh, is because there's a halacha that when you turn, you're supposed to turn to the right, to the Mizrach. So therefore, the Kehanim, when they went up the Mizbeach, they went all the way, they started already all the way on the right, so that they wouldn't have to traverse and walk all the way across the Kevesh for no reason. If they went on the Ma'ariv side of the Kevesh, if they went up on the left side of the Kevesh, so then when they got to the tops, now they had to turn right and to go on to when they went onto the Mizbeach. So they would be walking all the way across the Kevesh for no good reason. So instead, therefore, they went up Dafka on the eastern side, on the right side of the Kevesh. This way, when they turned right, they wouldn't be walking across the Kevesh, like we explained when we read the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Veiter, that was all year round. However, v'hayoyim on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was oilin b'emtzah v'yardin b'emtzah. He went straight up the middle and down the middle. My time, what was the reason for this? Mishum kvoidei the Kohen Gadol, to show that he was like a ben bayis on Yom Kippur, and that he could just walk across the Mizbeach freely, so therefore he dafka went up and down the middle of the Kevesh. B'chol yoyim Kohen Gadol mikadish yadav v'raglav minakir. It says during the year, the Kohanim, perhaps even the Kohen Gadol, machlokes in the Mishnah, he would wash his hands from the kir. When he had to do Kiddush Yadayim v'Raglayim, so he would wash his hands from the kir. But on Yom Kippur, it was dafka from a kitan shel zav. He used the golden pitcher. My taima, why is it that on Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, why on Yom Kippur did he dafka use a golden pitcher? Mishum kvayda shel kohen gadol to be mechabed the kohen gadol, therefore he used a kitan shel zav. V'chol yoyim hayu sham arba marachis. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said that during the year there were four marachis, and the Mishnah really brought a machlekes how many marachos there were during the year. The Mishnah said that everyone agrees that there was an extra maracha on Yom Kippur. It was the shaila how many marachis there were during the year. Was it two and then on Yom Kippur three? Was it three and then on Yom Kippur four? Was it four and then on Yom Kippur five? So the Gemara now is going to bring a brisa. The Mishnah just said the numbers; it didn't give us the details about what each maracha was used for. So now the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that's going to actually explain to us what all the marachis were for. So says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned that bechol yoyim hayu shtayim marachis. That during the year, every day of the year, there were two marachis, v'hayoyim shalish. But on Yom Kippur, there were three. What were these three marachis used for? And by default, that will tell us what were the other two during the year. Achas maracha gedayla v'achas maracha shniya shakatayres. So the two that were used during the year was the maracha gedayla. That's where the karbanos were brought onto the maracha gedayla. And the second one was the maracha shniya shakatayres, which is where the coals were taken from to be into the heichal to be makter the katayres. The katayres all year round was brought using the coals that came from this second maracha, from the maracha shniya shakatayres, which we've mentioned in the past. And then there was one extra on Yom Kippur, there was an additional maracha that they added on Yom Kippur. Now what was that additional maracha used for? So Rashi says, perhaps what we would have all guessed, that the special extra maracha was used for the Kohen Gadol to take the coals to be used to go lefnai v'lefnim. Meaning, on Yom Kippur, there were two times we were makter the Keteres. There was one time in the Heichal, just like all year round. So that, for that Haktara, the coals came from the Maracha Shnir Shel Keteres, just like it came from there all year round. But then there was this extra maracha to take coals from there to be brought lefnai v'lefnim for the other haktara of the keteres, for the special keteres that was brought lefnai v'lefnim. So for that keteres, the Kohen Gadol took the coals from this new extra maracha. That's what Rashi explains. However, the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, Malacha Hey, he says that no, on Yom Kippur we had this extra maracha, it was just pasha just to decorate the Mizbeach, to make it look nice. So we decorated the Mizbeach, we adorned the Mizbeach with an additional maracha. That's what this extra maracha was for. The Pri Chadash explains in the Sefer Mayim Chaim that according to the Rambam, so where did the coals come from for the Keteres that was brought lefnai v'lefnim? He says that was also brought from the maracha shniya shel Keteres, just like the Keteres that he was makter in the Heichal. He brought the coals from the maracha shniya shel Keteres. So who had then for the Keteres that he was makter in lefnai v'lefnim? There also he brought the coals for that from the maracha shniya shel Keteres. The extra maracha was just pasha to decorate the mizbeach. Al kapanim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is all the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that during the year there were two marachas, just the maracha gedayla and the maracha shniya shel keteres. And then on Yom Kippur there was this extra maracha, which we said according to Rashi was for the coals to be brought lefnai v'lefnim to be makter the keteres, and according to the Rambam just stamped to decorate the mizbeach. But it was two and three. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, that no, b'chol yom shalosh v'yom arba. During the year there was three, and on Yom Kippur there was four. What were they for? Achas shamaracha gedayla v'achas maracha shniya shel keteres. Those are the two, like Rabbi Yehuda held of. V'achas shel kiyum ha'esh. There was an additional one all year round that Rabbi Yaisi holds of, that Rabbi Yehuda did not hold of. There was an additional one, an extra maracha shel kiyum ha'esh, which was for, Rashi explains that if the maracha gedayla was getting weak, so they would give it chizuk by using fire, by using coals from this maracha, from this third maracha. It was shel kiyum ha'esh to help to give chizuk to the maracha gedayla. And then he also holds that there was an additional one used, an extra special new one on Yom Kippur, which again is subject to this machlekas Rashi in the Rambam. Rabbi Meir Omer that b'chol yom arba v'yom chamesh. And no, all year round there was four marachas, and on Yom Kippur there was five. Achas shel maracha gedayla v'achas shel maracha shniya shel keteres v'achas shel kiyum ha'esh. So the first three are the same as Rabbi Yaisi's three. And then he has an additional one that was used all year round. There was an additional maracha used to burn evarim or the fats and limbs of karbanes from the previous day that never got a chance to be burnt. So obviously they had to be brought onto the mizbeach. Normally there's a psulina. You can't bring karbanes from the previous day on the following day. They would become pasul from lina, from being left overnight. But Rashi explains that if it burnt only a little bit, or even if it was just brought onto the Mizbeach, just it wasn't put on the Maracha, so those Evar Mufdarim, so they would get burnt the next day on this separate Maracha. They wouldn't be brought on the regular Maracha, they'd be brought the next day on this new, on the separate Maracha, a fourth Maracha that they had all year round, that was designated specifically for this purpose, for Evar Mufdarim, Shalonis Aklu Mibarev. And then, V'acha Shemaisifim B'Bayayim. And then on Yom Kippur, there was a fifth additional one that was special just for Yom Kippur, which again is subject to the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was two and three. According to Rabbi Yaisi, it was three and four. And according to Rabbi Meir, it was four and five. Four all year round, and then five on Yom Kippur. So those, now we gave we brought a brisa which had the details of all the different marachas. Now the Gemara is going to go through the Mekoires that in the Torah for all these different marachas. So says the Gemara, the most basic thing is that the Kuliyama mihas tarti isluhu. Everybody, even the lowest shita, Rabbi Huda, everybody holds that there was at least two marachais all year round. So the shaila, so the question is we know what's the makar that there's two marachais? So says the Gemara, a drush that we've mentioned in the past, on Mamagimam and Aleph, that Amar Krav, the pasuk says, hiya ayla al maikta al mizbeach. So that part of the pasuk tells us about the Maikta, Zumaracha Gedayla. That's referring to the Maracha Gedayla, the main fire that was on the Mizbeach. Ve'esha Mizbeach Tukadboy, that's the end of the same pasuk. So Ve'esha Mizbeach Tukadboy, that teaches us about an additional Maracha, Zumaracha Shnia Shel Ketayres. That's the Makar, that there was a Maracha Shnia Shel Ketayres. So that's how we know that's the Makar for those two Marachas. Now Rabbi Yehuda was all taken care of. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get it from that there was a third maracha that was used for kiyam me'esh to give chizuk to the maracha gedayla if he needed it? Says the Gemara, Nafkale, he learned it out from a different pasuk, which is a few pasukim later, that the pasuk says, he learned it out, mi v'ha'esh ala mizbeach tukadbay. So from that pasuk, he learns out that there was an additional maracha. Rabbi Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yehuda who holds that there was only two marachas? So what does he do with this pasuk of v'ha'esh ala mizbeach tukadbay? He says the Gemara, latzasa alisa hudasa. That just coming to teach us about the way they would light the fire on the maracha gedayla when to get it started was they would use. They would light first these like small pieces of wood, these small wood chips, and they would use that to get the fire on the maracha, to get the maracha gedayla started. So the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda holds that from miva'esh al hamizbeach tukabay, is the pasuk's teaching us that these small wood chips, they had to be lit on the mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda uses. That's what Rabbi Yehuda darshins from this pasuk of v'ha'esh al mizbeach tukadboy, that you have to light the maracha gedayla with wood chips that were lit on the mizbeach. The tanya, like we learned in the brisa, how Rabbi Yehuda aimer that Rabbi Yehuda said. Minayin la'atzasas alisa shalei tehei ele bereisha shel mizbeach. What's the makar that the atzasas alisa, the lighting of these wood chips, that it had to be done dafka on the top of the mizbeach? Tamu leimar v'ha'esh al ha'mizbeach tukadbay. So that's his makar that it had to be on the mizbeach. You had to light these the wood chips. And now the brisa just continues that Amar Rabbi Yosi says that no, minayin shaisa maracha l'kiyam ha'esh. Tamu leimar v'esh al mizbeach tukadbay. The Rabbi Yosi uses that pasuk of the Eshal Mizbeach Tukadboy to teach us that there was a third maracha that was used l'kiya ma'esh. That's the end of the braisa. So Akapana, now we said a makar for Rabbi Yosi that he learns out the third maracha from the pasuk of Eshal Mizbeach Tukadboy, and we said that Rabbi Yehuda uses that pasuk to teach us about Hatzasas Alisa, that it has to be done on the top of the Mizbeach. For Rabbi Yosi, Hatzasas Alisa minale. So where does Rabbi Yosi know Hatzasas Alisa from? It says the Gemara, Nafkele Mehacha. He learns Nafkele Mehecha the Nafkele the Rabbi Shimon. So says the Gemara, he uses the same makar that Rabbi Shimon holds of, the same makar that Rabbi Shimon uses to teach us about Atzasas Alisa, that's where Rabbi Yosi learns that Atzasas Alisa from. Now, where's this Makar that Rabbi Shimon learns it from? So says the Gemara, the Tani, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'nasnu b'nei Aaron hakayin eish ala mizbeach. It says that it needs to be b'nei Aaron hakayin who puts eish ala on the mizbeach. So says the Braisa, limid al Atzasas Alisa shaloi tehei ela b'koin kasher u'b'klishares divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda darshins from this pasuk, from the pasuk which says Bnei Aaron, and it says Hakayin, that the Hatzasas Alisa has to dafka be done through a Kayin. That's what he learns out from Bnei Aaron. And Hakayin means like Bikihuna, it has to be Biklisharis, he has to be wearing the Big Day Kahuna. So Rabbi Yehuda learns from this pasuk that you need dafka kayin to do that Hatzasas Alisa, and that you need big klisharis. It has to be that he's wearing big day kuhuna. Amar lai, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand. According to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you hold that the Hatzasas Alisa has to be done on the top of the mizbeach. So why do you have to have a drasha that it needs to be done through a kayin wearing big day kuhuna? V'chitala al daitach shezar kari v'lgabe ha'mizbeach. Would you think that the zar is going to go on top of the mizbeach? So anyways, it's pashut. It's from the fact that you hold that it needs to be done. That such the lisa needs to be done on top of the mizbeach. So we already know that a zari can't do it. So why do you need to darshan from this pasuk of anasnu b'nei Aaron a kain eish al mizbeach, that such the lisa needs to be done dafka through a kain and with big day kahuna? Ella, rather, what the pasuk is for is limid al atzas salisa shloit tehei al bereisha shal mizbeach. Says Reb Shimon that this pasuk is the makar that atzas salisa needs to be done on the top of the mizbeach. It can't be that we know it from the previous pasuk of va'eish al mizbeach tukad bay, because then you're going to tell me then that this pasuk is to teach me that you need dafka kain and big dekuna. But that's obvious, because once you tell me that there's a chiyuv for atzas salisa to be done on top of the mizbeach, so then it's obvious that you're not going to be able to have a czar go on top of the mizbeach. Now the pashas of the Gemara, the pashas of Reb Shimon, l'chayre is mashma, that Reb Shimon is telling Reb Yehuda that a czar is usher to go onto the top of the mizbeach, which is how Rashi explains the Gemara. That Reb Shimon's saying is that it's usher for a czar to go on top of the mizbeach. So once you tell me that atzas salisa needs to be done on the top of the mizbeach, so then it's pasha that the czar can't do it. You don't need to have a separate drasha that you need a kain to do it, because the czar is not allowed to go on top of the mizbeach. So that's how Rashi explains the Gemara. But the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Tarek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, so he points out that from the Stimas Lashon Rambam, it's mashma that the czar is allowed to go on top of the mizbeach. So Rashi says the czar is not allowed to go onto the mizbeach. The Mishnah Lamelech learns Bedas the Rambam that the czar is allowed to go on top of the mizbeach. So we ask, how's the Rambam going to learn this Gemara? What's Reb Shimon telling Reb Yehuda? The Chisala al Daitoch, the Shazar Kariv Lagabi Mizbeach? What's his Kasha? Azar is allowed to go on top of the Mizbeach. So says the Mishnah Lamelech over there that you have to say, Lefi the Rambam, that the Pshan in the Gemara is that Reb Shimon just means to say that once you tell me that there's a Chiv for the Atzas Salisa to be done on the top of the Mizbeach, so that means it must be that this is considered an Aveda. So that means obviously you're going to need a Kayin in a Big Dekuna. The Chitala al Daitach, that a Zar is carved the Gabi Mizbeach to do an Aveda, that's what Reb Shimon was asking Rabbi Yehuda. So Al Kopanim, Reb Shimon says that this Pasuk of Vinasna B'nei Aaron Akayin Eish Alam Mizbeach, that's the Makar that Atzas Salisa needs to be done on the top of the Mizbeach, and that's what the Gemara meant when it said that Rabbi Yossi will learn out that din from Reb Shimon's, he'll say that his makar for atzas salisa being done on the top of the mizbeach will be the same as Reb Shimon. It means from this pasuk. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say back to that? Rabbi Yehuda, Yimei Hasam, if it's really learnt out from this pasuk that it needs to be done on the top of the mizbeach, so then Hava Mina, Rabbi Yehuda, Yimei Hasam, he's answering Rabbi Shimon's kasha. Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Yehuda that once you have a drasha that atzas salisa needs to be done on the top of the mizbeach, so why do you need a separate drasha that it needs to be done through a kayin? Why do you need a separate drasha that it needs to be done through a kayin? If anyways, you already told me that it needs to be done on the top of the mizbeach, and obviously a czar won't be doing that. So says the Gemara, because Imei Hasam, says Rabbi Yehuda, that Imei Hasam, if it was only for Makar, that Hatzas Alisa needs to be done on the top of the mizbeach, I still might think that the czar could do it. Hava mina kaya ara va'avid b'mapucha. I might think that the czar could do it while standing on the floor of the azara. He won't go up the mizbeach. He'll be kaya ara, he'll stand on the floor of the azara, va'avi b'mapucha, and they'll fan the flame from the bottom of the floor of the azara. Kamash malon, that no one needs to be done dafka through a kain. So this part of the Gemara is hard to read. The Mishnah Lamelech, if he Rashi it's pasha that Rabbi Yehuda is just answering that you would, even if a czar is usher to go on to the mizbeach, but I still might have thought that the czar could accomplish the atzas alisa by while standing on the floor of the azara. Therefore, I need to have a separate pasuk that the czar is not allowed to do it. You need dafka kain. If you the Mishnah Lamelech, I'm not sure how to read this line of the Gemara. It says the Gemara, V'Rabbanon, V'Rabbi Meir, Evar Muftarim, Shal Nisachlumi Ba'erev Minale. So now we're moving on. So we finished now, we said the Makairis for Rabbi Yehuda, that there was two Marachas. We said the Makar for Rabbi Yaisi, that there was a third Maracha, a Maracha for Kiyama Eish. We said what Rabbi Yehuda was going to do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Yaisi. Now the Gemara is moving on to Shitas Rabbi Meir. Shitas Rabbi Meir is that there was a fourth Maracha used all year long, and that was the Maracha for Evar Muftarim, Shal Nisachlumi Ba'erev. So it says, the Gemara, what's Rabbi Meir's makar for this fourth maracha? Rabbi Meir, Evar Mufdarim, Shalei Nisachl Mi Be'erev, Minale. What is makar for this fourth maracha? Says the Gemara, Nafkalei Mi Va'ish. For the pasuk, it's the same pasuk that teaches us about the maracha Shnei Shalkatiris, but it doesn't say Eish, it says Ve'ish. So from the extra Vav, he learns out that there was a fourth maracha. And that maracha, he said, was used for burning the previous day's karbanos that never were burnt. V'rabbanan, meaning everyone else, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, what do they do with this this extra vav. Rabbi Meir says he uses this vav to teach us about an additional maracha that was used all year round. So Virabana, meaning everyone else who argues on Rabbi Meir. So what do they do with this extra vav? Says the Gemara, vav loy darshi, they don't darshin the vav, which Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Yudalim and Aleph explains that it doesn't mean that they don't darshin vav in the Torah. It doesn't mean that any time it says the word vav in the Torah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi don't darshin it. Haraya, and the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin on Yudalim and Aleph brings that Rabbi Yehuda makes a drasha from a vav. So the Gemara here, when it says vav loy darshi, it doesn't mean kipshutei, that they don't darshin vav. It means that they don't darshin the vav over here for this drasha, for whatever reason. But it doesn't mean it's on a cloud that Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda don't darshan a vav. But al-Kopanim, over here, they're not darshaning this vav. So Rabbi Meir learns out the fourth maracha from the Eish, and the Rabbanan, they don't darshan it. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbanan Ivar Muftarim Shal Nisachlu Mibarev Sumai Aveluhu. If they don't have this other maracha, so what do they taka do with it? What does Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi hold that they did with the Ivar Muftarim from yesterday's Karbanos that weren't burnt? Says the Gemara, Mahadiluhu Maracha Gedayla. They burn it on the regular Maracha Gedayla. It doesn't have a separate maracha. It gets burnt on the regular Maracha Gedayla. The Tani, like we learned in the Braisa, Minayin Le Ivar Muftarim Shal Nisachlu Mibarev. How do we know that with regards to Ivar Mufdarim that they didn't get burnt the previous day? Shesoydrin al Gabi Mizbeach, that what you do with it is that you set it up on top of the Mizbeach. Again, right? Because we don't want it to become pasul midin lina. So they set it up on top of the Mizbeach. They find an empty spot and they put it there. Then a machzikan, and if there's no room, so shesoydrin al Kevesh, that they'll put it on the Kevesh. Ayal Gabi Saiviv, or on the Saiviv, part of the Mizbeach which protruded. How do we know that? So they'll put the carbon over there. Achiyasim aracha gedayla, until they set up the maracha. And they have a Maracha Gedayla to bring these Vesoydron, and then they'll set up the Ivar Mufdarim on the Maracha Gedayla. What's the Makar for this? Tamulaymar Asher Teichala Eish Esa Oila Al HaMizbeach. Because the Pasuk says Alam Mizbeach. It says that the Oila is Alam Mizbeach. Now we know that the Oila is brought on the Mizbeach. The Pasuk right before this tells us that the Oila is brought on the Mizbeach, on the Maracha Gedayla. So why does this Pasuk tell us, describe the Oila to us as being Alam Mizbeach? So Rashi explains, Meinu Inyan Legufa, it must be to teach us that there's another carbon that gets put onto the Maracha Gedayla, and that's this, that's the Ivar Muftarim Shalei Nisachlu Mibarev, that they get put onto the Maracha Gedayla. Rabbi Meir, what is Rabbi Meir Darshan from this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, he tells you that Ikule Oila Atamachzer, via Tamachzer Ikulei Ketores. He darshins from here that's only regarding Ikulei Oila, which is the varim that pop off of the maracha, off the mizbeach, so then there's a din to put it back onto the maracha like we learned about previously. So the varim that weren't completely burnt yet, that if they pop off the mizbeach, so you're supposed to put it back on. He darshins from here that it's only Ikulei Oila that you put on the mizbeach, but not Ikulei Ketores. If Ketores pop off the mizbeach azov, the mizbeach apnimi, so then you don't put it back onto the mizbeach. The Tani, which is just like we learned in the Braisa, the Tani Rabbi Chanani bar Ben Yumi b'Devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that Asher Seicha la'esh esa oila al hamizbeach. He darshens from there, like what we just said, that Yikulei oila tamachzer via tamachzer Yikulei ketayres.